This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. I'm a mother to a wonderful 18-month-old girl. In February, I suffered a rather traumatic miscarriage with my second child. It is true that our society doesn't know how to react to a loss that has never been. But in general, I found people to be supportive, with the exception of my parents. My parents were incredibly angry with me that I opted out of a family get-together because I had to have emergency surgery. This experience has made me weary about telling other family members about my loss. Because I was always very open about wanting a large family, and my daughter is at an age that everyone seems to be asking me about a sibling. Questions such as, "Are you pregnant yet?" or "When is Olivia getting a little brother?" are a daily occurrence. These come from both people who know and don't know about my loss. While I no longer cry when asked that question, I need a short answer to make people realize that they do not have the right to know about the state of my uterus. My husband thinks it's all well-meaning, especially from people who don't know about my miscarriage, but it causes an incredible amount of pain for me. I need to shut it down without being rude. Should I have a different response to both groups? While we're going to try again, I don't feel the need to let others know, but I do not want to lie at the same time. Any help will be most welcome.
First, we really want to say we are so sorry for your loss. A miscarriage is a really hard thing to deal with, and it is hard because you don't always want to tell everybody. I just really want to say that our sympathies are with you because it is very hard to navigate that and feel like you're coming from a place of understanding and positive etiquette experiences. So just please know that we understand how difficult this time is, and we really offer our sympathies to you. I think it is our listener's uterus and it is her business. I think it's really hard too when you have talked a lot about wanting a big family and you have one child and then people are saying, okay, when's the next one coming? And I think people have good intentions about wanting to connect with you about something that is so very wonderful and positive and bright and lovely in your life. But at the same time, if they don't know what had happened, you're right, you can't hold it against them. And if they do know what happened, they're trying to get to the positive side of things for you. And I think it's so hard when you yourself are just not yet ready to hear any of these things or talk about it. And I think you have every right to be able to say straight up, I'd really rather not talk about it right now. And that's okay. That is always going to be okay. I'd really rather not talk about it, but I'd love to hear about your new job, or I'd love to hear about how you and Casey are doing. Acknowledge it and then move to something else. And that will really be the biggest clue to anybody about what's going on. All of that being said, when someone who knows what happened pries about future kids or even about family planning in general, you could say, I'm burnt out on talking about it, or I need a break from the subject for a while. I'm just trying to ask people to let me be the one to invite the conversation. That's another one that you could use. For those that don't know, you can use all of the same type of lines we just talked about. But you can also say something less direct. If you don't want to say how you're feeling about it, you could just say, right now we're just focusing on Olivia, and leave it at that. We're just focusing on the one that we have. That's it. And you can also acknowledge that their intention is probably coming from a place of being encouraging. And so to say, you know, I don't want to talk about it right now, but I know you're coming from a great place. Thanks.
It really does illustrate the point that the best of intentions doesn't save a rude act. It's still a rude act.
To ask about someone's personal family planning, yeah. My uterus, my business, we truly hope that this helps you navigate this kind of tricky time right now. And Dan and I both want to wish you and your family well in the future.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.